I was born bold.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Keyser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Uh-oh. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Fun Friday, the 21st of February. Great to have you with us. Got a really fun-filled show ahead of us. Show Me the Money with Glenn Boss is going to join us at about 10 to 7. We're one winner and a third so far in our two runs. We had a third last week here. He'll tell us what his best ride is for the weekend on a big weekend of racing, it has to be said. Matty Johns is joining us from Fox Sports NRL coverage. Got a lot going on this year, has Matty Johns, so it'd be great to talk to him. He's got two sons that are playing, they played in the NRL 9s, I know that. Jason Richardson's in from 8 o'clock, and we'll catch up with St Kilda young gun Hunter Clark, who looked pretty impressive last night. It was great to have AFL footy back at Moorabbin. It was wonderful to sit down and watch it. Nice crowd turned up. I wouldn't want Simon Lethlean running me 21st, though. Wish me the beer ran out at halftime.
Oh, you're joking.
Oh, come on, Lethers.
What is it?
Jeez. At what stage did you sit down and think, I reckon the boys are going to turn up at Moorabbin and might want to have a beer. Ran out, that to go to the
bottle. Not at half time.
Had to run out to the bottle at half time to stock up with a couple of slabs. God help me. Anyway, it was
good. What a surprise.
It was nice to watch.
Oh, it was nice to see, wasn't it? There's a charm about it, isn't it, taking the footy back to the suburbs?
It is, and it looked great.
There's something nice about it.
If you were there last night, all throughout the morning, you can jump on and tell us what it was like. Didn't look to be crowded, didn't look to be overly packed.
Is there a connection? Do you think there's a connection that's achieved at a suburban ground, one of the old suburban grounds, that the new stadiums just doesn't quite connect? I'm not talking about the lack of comfort, because the comfort at new stadiums is obviously far superior than the old stadium.
But not far superior, Tim, because some people like to sit on the lawn.
No.
Some people think that sitting on the lawn or standing on the hill with a can in their hand is far more comfortable than being squeezed into some seat.
Oh, I don't think you could argue that it's more comfortable to go to the football now than what it was back in the day.
Some people won't, Tim. I'm telling you.
Is it more comfortable to go to the footy at suburban footy where you can sit out there on the grass or in the outer than what it is to go to, say, the MCG or Marvel Stadium
today? You know
what?
You know the number, 0433981116, 1300736736. A Fun Friday commitment. You ring up, we'll put you on. That's what we do today.
That's what we do.
And did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah, no, I loved it. I watched the AFLW a couple of weeks ago at Moorabbin as well. There's just something about it, Gary. Like, it's not taking the game back to the people, but it looks like you are taking the game back to the people, and there's that connection that has always been there between the fans and the game of football, which is magnificent.
$20 to get in last night.
Yeah, $20.
$10 if you, or $5 if you're a member, a St Kilda member.
Yeah.
So that's taking the game back to the people. $5 going.
There's I don't know, in the whole thinking of the introduction of the AFL and the expanded competition, mm-hmm, and that whole race to get rid of all the suburban grounds and play the footy at Waverley as it was originally, and then go MCG and Marvel Stadium, build a new stadium.
Yep.
You could have built a beautiful little boutique stadium down there at Moorabbin.
Mm.
Like, you could have incorporated all the things that are great about the old days when you had the outer and you had the grass mounds and all that sort of stuff. You could have included that, and then some more comfort for other people in stands and things like that, because those stands needed to be rebuilt down there.
Yeah, well, there's a case for boutique stadiums everywhere.
Yes.
Aren't there?
Yes.
I mean, should we have lost Princess Park?
And Windy Hill.
And the Junction Oval, which is now the home of Victorian cricket, which is a great thing. But just for everyone out there, there is a little gremlin. It's got nothing to do with us. There's a gremlin with the app at the moment, apparently.
No. So I thought you were going to fix this.
Don't abuse me. Don't abuse Tim. All we do is talk into the microphone, but they're aware of it and they're onto it. So there you go.
What was your favourite suburban ground when you were playing? What was your favourite ground outside the MCG?
Cranbourne Recreation Reserve. The Gary Lyon Room. What was my favourite out of all of those? So I played at Moorabbin, I played at Windy Hill,
mm-hmm,
I played at the Western Oval, played at Princes Park, and played at Vic Park.
And Cadinia Park?
I'd say of all those, Princes Park.
Princes Park?
Yeah, well, Carlton's ground.
Yeah. What did you like about it?
I didn't have to travel.
Not about the travel.
Or the western suburbs or at the north. I don't know. I didn't mind that ground.
You know, when you think of Moorabbin, the thing that I think immediately of, you asked me the question yesterday, you got a Moorabbin story, and I told one about football, but the thing I think most about Moorabbin was how appalling the dressing rooms and the change rooms were, and how there was only one shower that you could possibly get warm water from in the whole dressing room. At Moorabbin, okay.
We never got hot water. We used to get in our car, all muddied up, and drive down where we used to train at the Junction Oval, have a shower there.
So was there any ground, was there any suburban ground where you got a hot shower after a game, apart from your own?
You're throwing this out there?
I'm throwing it out to you.
Oh, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Did I get a hot shower?
A hot shower? I'm asking you the
Princess
question.
Princess Park used
to. There was no place where you actually could get a hot shower.
Yes, there was.
No, there wasn't.
Always.
No. If you were.
Back in your dim days.
Unless you were the first person into the shower.
Yeah, well,
the hot water ran out really quickly.
That is true. Yep.
And I think there was only Waverley. When Waverley was built and they had those magnificent showers. Mm. That was the only good thing about Waverley.
Well, at Carlton, if you were playing against Hawthorn or maybe Fitzroy even, I think, had their home ground there for a while, you got to use Carlton's home, like their own rooms.
Yeah, we did that once. That was nice.
Spa.
Well, we went in there and thought, oh, my God, father, what's going on here?
Hell, demons jumped in there and didn't leave for about 4 hours. So, anyway, why are you even – this is a speckled text. Why are you even asking? I can't stand going to stadiums. You have to travel into the city, squash you in a tiny little seat. Let me stand in the outer in the suburbs any day. There you go, Wisp.
100% would love to stand in the outer and have a drink. Well, that's fine.
The gremlin's fixed, boys. There you go. And girls, if there was a little gremlin there, I don't know what it was, but I'm being told it's absolutely fine now. So away we go on Fun Friday.
We did hose down or hype up last week.
Hose or hype.
I'll tell you what, who's been hyped this morning already. Eddie Betts looked amazing, boys. That's from Con in Bacchus Marsh.
We'll talk about that. The Carlton v Collingwood. Can you have 6 quarters of footy?
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
6 quarters of footy they play. That's unbelievable. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Richmond. I had some spies down at the Richmond Intra Club yesterday. And, there's some players down there to get excited about as well. So, as we said, all morning. Mick from Scoresby. G'day, Mickey.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're very well. How are you on Fun Friday?
I'm very well. Oh. I'd prefer to stand at the football. But I also want to raise how neither of yous had Darren Mullane in the toughest footballer ever category.
Yes, Tim.
Yes.
Mick wants to raise that with you. Why didn't you have Darren Mullane in your toughest
football? Well, prosecute your case, Mick.
Well, for starters, whoever had John Worsfold, I can't remember whether it was Gary or...
No, that was me, Mick.
John Worsfold stood out of the way when Darren Mullane was running through a few times.
Did he really?
Now, the confusion between what you said, the difference between tough and brave. Like, Silvani was brave, but I don't think anyone ever feared Silvani.
No, well, that's people all of the definition, though, Mickey, isn't it? So for you, Darren Mullane, all of us thought Darren Mullane was enormously brave and tough, but we had to put 6 down, and that was ours, and you've got him in, and we respect that, and that's great. But, you know, tough and brave. Yeah. Blokes that didn't do cowardly acts and kept their eyes on the footy.
We love Darren Mullane, by the way, Mick.
No worries. Good on you, boys.
Good on you, Mickey.
Good on you, Mick.
Good of you to join us this morning.
He was, I'll tell you what, he played that whole final series in 1990 with a broken thumb, Gary.
No,
Darren Mullane.
Tough as anything.
Dude, tough as nails.
You can have a tough and brave list of 35. Six wasn't the right list. That was just our six.
I'm surprised at how many people just love standing up at the footy.
I told you this. You think everyone wants to go and sit where you sit in the big plush seats up in the grandstand.
Don't paint me as some sort of a top.
Me and the men of the people like to get out, stand on the hill, have a can.
You with the valet parking and flying up the front. You're not a man of the people. Hey, cut it out.
We'll do a much deeper dive into what happened last night.
What are we?
Goodness me. I looked up at that clock behind you. Look at that wisp. That clock says 6:26. I thought, have we been here for 26 minutes already? I wanted to share this article with you. I've never laughed. Let's give us Fun Friday. So I thought this
off to a good start.
Dwayne Haskins reveals just how he spent his first million after signing in the NFL. So Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback, taken by Washington Redskins, right?
Pick 15.
So it says, like, this is how it starts. Life changes in an instant for young athletes who have their name read out. Not only they step closer, but they're going to strike it. They've struck it rich. But Dwayne Haskins, he inked a lucrative four-year, $21.7 million deal and included a signing bonus of 12.8 million. So it's guaranteed 12.8 whether he does anything. Right?
Yep.
So then it goes on to say how responsible he's been with his money. I thought, oh, this is good to see because, you know, hear lots of stories. He says, oh, when I got my first signing, I put 70% of it away, 30% I put into a different account, and then so that's the 100%. And then he goes, and then I bought some stuff as well.
What sort of stuff?
It's very important that you save your money. I've got a financial advisor. I thought, finally, there's a bloke.
He's a really responsible young man.
The first thing I bought after I saved my money was a car. I thought, oh, he's got himself maybe a Beamer or something.
A little Toronto.
I bought a Bentley Bentayga. It's a nice car. I got a custom matte black red interior. The car cost me $250. I'm not buying no more cars. And then I said, oh, well, okay. Then he bought a house for his mum, which is great. Goes on to say, the 22-year-old's committed $70,000 to jewellery. $10,000 he had some murals painted at his wall. And he's going to spend another $40,000 on clothes.
And he bought his mum a house too, did he?
Including some suits to wear on game day. So he's not wasting his money. He's bought a Bentley, $70,000 on jewellery and $40,000 on suits.
So he's not wasting money, but he spent about $400,000 of his first paycheck.
On car, jewellery and suits.
Hillary's in Croydon. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning, Tim and Gary. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Hillary.
It's all right for those Moorabbin, the outer grounds, in the summertime, but if you go there in the winter, they're like a mud heap.
Do they get a bit muddy? But now that it's been redeveloped, it'd be nice.
And Carlton, you know the Carlton ground?
Yeah.
I hate the Carlton ground. You know why? It's all right for you playing out there, but if you sit down on ground level, none of the seats go up. You're all level and you can't see. And that stand they built behind the goals, none of the seats go up. It just goes straight back and you're all sitting behind each other and you can't see.
What's your favourite ground, Hillary?
Windy Hill.
The MCG.
Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find a bad seat in there.
I'm a Demon supporter, you see. I'm a Melbourne member.
Oh, there you go. Are you an MCC member, Hillary?
No, I'm a Melbourne Football Club member.
Good on you. Well, let's hope the Demons...
69 years this year.
Good. That might be the year this year, Hillary.
I'm an old girl, you see. I saw all the premierships in the 50s, and I love the Demons.
Good on you.
Well, was Gary one of your favourite players, Hillary?
He was, but he was a bit of a snob.
Why is that, Hillary?
Well, we used to have down at Luna Park. Do you remember?
Yes.
And I saw Gary one day, and I just glad you asked past him. And I said, "Hello, Gary, how are you?" And he just looked in, no smile, hello.
So I wasn't smiling, Hillary?
No, not at all.
I might have been in pain on that day.
You might... I was a bit upset about that.
His buckle rib might have been plain, Hillary.
I apologise, Hillary.
I've got a photo frame here of Gary.
Mm-hmm. Am I smiling in that?
With his 200th game.
Oh, thank
you. You know that photo they put out in a frame?
No,
when you played your 200th game, they put a photo out. I bought one for my nephew as well.
Have I signed it?
Oh, it's a long time ago now.
Did I sign it, Hillary, or not?
I think it is signed. Okay. I'll have to have a look.
Well, if not, send it in and I'd love to sign it for you. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, darling. Love listening to you.
Good on you, Hillary.
Have a great day, Hillary.
All's well that ends well. Look, I'll balance
that
out.
Glad you asked that.
No, I'll balance it out because this came through on the spectacle. Tim, you're an elitist. It's clear you live in your own little bubble. There you go. So we're both balanced this morning.
I'm going to gather myself. show me the money with Glenn Boss. Matty John's joining us. Jason Richardson and St Kilda Young Gun Hunter Clark. Get a Rockstar car park 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone in Keyser. If you're struggling with any sort of pain, back pain, neck pain, any pain, time to try Keyser. Great to have you with us on Fun Friday. Matty Johns from Fox Sports to join us this hour. Jason Richardson in the last hour from 8 till 9. And we'll speak with Hunter Clark, who was part of St Kilda's team that I think they won, didn't they? They won by 20-odd points last night. I went to bed at three-quarter time against Hawthorn. So lines open, 1-300-736-736. It was great to have AFL footy back at Moorabbin last night. St Kilda take on the Hawks. If you were there or you watched it on the television, what are your takes out of the game?
Yep.
If you were down at Icon Park, it's still Icon Park.
Yes.
Was Eddie Betts as good as what everyone's sort of telling us he was? How did For me, there was another more interesting player than Eddie Betts going around. So give us your thoughts on that. And also, the Tigers had an intra-club yesterday at Punt Road at 9:30 in the morning. And, gee, there's some storylines out of that as well. So now's the time to have a chat about it. 1-300-736-736.
Who do you want to hype up and who do you want to hose down
hype
after...
Hype or hose, whispers.
After three practice games.
Conversation started for Keys Open Season. I'm now with Match Winning Deals.
Okay, and I've got a request for you. You're doing the game tonight, aren't you? The Bulldogs and North Melbourne?
I am.
Okay, I just want to know whether or not you can get a little bit of this into your call tonight, okay?
Well, I never.
I want you to do
Well, I never
tonight somewhere during that telecast.
Right, I'll do my very, very best. Well, I never. That was the ABC commentary, we're told, of the 71 game final. I know Mike Williamson called it for Channel 7.
I'm going early with a bit of hype. Brad Hill may very well be the best recruit of this season after his performance last night.
Yeah, super impressive.
Because he's going to be able to repeat that because he's done it so many times. First for Hawthorn, then for Fremantle. He's a running machine.
Yeah, no, his athleticism and ability to run the lines is what they say.
Him and Hanbury in the same team with that capacity, that's a juicy proposition.
Well, they're up against two of the great runners as well last night, and Scully and Isaac Smith. I would say this. I think the hype about him being able to kick and hit a target was a bit overplayed. Maybe it was. We're all excited to see. That's what you should be doing. He's a beautiful deliverer of the footy.
You're going to hose him down. I'm hyping him up.
He was on
Isaac
Smith too, who had about five shots at goal. So,
they'll just run up and down, up and down.
He was fantastic.
What did you think about Big Marshall?
Rowan Marshall?
Yeah.
No, he's a good player. He'll be a good player. There were other ones in there that interested me. Tim Membry's performance was fantastic.
Yes.
He gets a little bit underrated, I think, at times. Tim Membry. He's been a great pickup.
The young boy King, there was a little bit of hype about him last week. Did it get hosed down a little bit last night?
No. It'll take a good 6 months to you'd need to not kick a goal for the next 2 years if that was to be hosed down. But he should have kicked one early. He did kick one. He looked okay. For the Hawks, Johnny Patton clunked a couple. Looked all right.
Yeah, he looked okay.
I don't know whether they can play O'Brien, Lewis and Patton in the one forward line.
I think they can if they play that style of football.
Jeez,
because
you know
the thing that I noticed about them, and I said this to you very early because we had that trainer or that that club watcher who said that in the drills that he'd been watching, they were moving the ball a lot quicker. Mm. That was noticeable last night about Hawthorn.
They moved it quicker.
They weren't so precise with their ball movement. You know, the way they wanted to kick stop last year and, you know, sort of move the field around and get everybody balanced and placed. I think they went a lot quicker with the ball last night.
Jade Gresham's 9 clearances. That was the other thing that caught my eye. Let's go to callers. Got our callers full board. They're all out watching the footy. It's great. Tone's from Caulfield. Hello, Tone.
Yeah, g'day, Gary and Tim. Spoke to you yesterday about being pumped up about yesterday and asked me to give you a bell back.
Yeah, you did too. Yeah, how you feeling?
It was a great occasion, great atmosphere, plenty of people. The Saints, I reckon, done a magic job. The game itself, as a Saints supporter, saw what you were hoping to see. I mean, what you just mentioned, the players you've mentioned sort of pretty much stood out, and the fact that the Saints could finally maybe get a player with Hill's ability to the club just to maybe help them along, and like you said, once Hanbury comes back and a few of those other blokes, it looks pretty good. And Noah Marshall, like you said, again, had a really good night and kicked those couple of goals in the last quarter just to show his talent. Maxi King, pretty much what I expected. Like, again, he's just going to take a little bit of time for his body to develop, but still hasn't played a senior game except for last night. So everything looking pretty good. Plenty of speed. Hunter Clark, Jack Gillings, really good. Ben Long, good signs. And like you mentioned again with Tim Membry, his vertical leap is just amazing. When you look at him, he's standing and he just pops straight up in the end.
All right, Tone, you're going to have to pull you up because we've got to leave some for the other callers to talk about. But it's very comprehensive. We love it. We're going to give you an AFL Media 2020 season guide. How's that? You can look up all the Saints stats, and we appreciate you giving us a call. I'll tell you what, the other one that really caught my eye, I think is going to be important, is Butler.
Butler, yes.
Forward pressure. We know that was his trademark at Richmond, but that's a nice little injection. I would love to have got him at the Demons.
Dougal? Russell, what about Dougal Howard? What do you think about Dougs?
Yeah, a bit hot and cold. His ball use was poor out of the back half.
Paddy Ryder?
okay, we know what Paddy is, don't we?
Yeah.
He's coming to the end of a great, well, very good career, and he'll be good for him.
Frosty looked like he'd settled in nicely with the Hawthorn back
Frosty
six as well.
Frosty played a Sam Frost game. He did four or five of the most eye-catching things and flipped it over about three times. Russell's in Pakenham. G'day, Russ.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, Russ.
Look, I was pretty impressed last night, you know, with the boys. I think with the injection of the new boys down there with the Hill, Butler, Ryder was, you know, it's going to, you know, impact them. But my only concern is, boys, we're still turning that ball over the half back line. Gee, I'll tell you what, I love Carlo, but my goodness, he turned that ball over.
Early days, Russ. She's early days. It's just the one Pracky Marsh Cup.
Robinson will be better back there, though.
Like, Robinson comes back. Geary comes back into that side.
He's not a great kick, though, Geary, either, if that's the concern that Russell has about St Kilda's back six.
Make your clip.
There you go, Russ. Nathan's in Craigieburn. Good morning, Nathan.
I'm very happy with what the Saints have done last night, their performance. I reckon Hunter Clark's going to be one of the guns for us. And in the back half, how you're talking about our ball use, I reckon Robinson and Jimmy Webster fix that up automatically as soon as they come back.
Yeah, no, Robinson's a very good ball user in that back six.
Zach Jones.
You know, you don't want to get too carried away after one practice.
Yes, you do. That's exactly what we want to do. We want people to do, Wispy. Get carried away after one hit out.
But they look like after their recruitment over the summer, they look like they've got a lot of better talent depth, don't they, St Kilda? That's going to be one of the great strengths, I think, of their team going forward.
They do indeed. That was Nathan, was it, in Craigieburn?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Kathy's in Keilor. G'day, Kathy.
Morning, guys. Morning, Tim.
How are you?
Very happy this morning, Gaz. Very happy.
You're a great Saints fan?
Boy, yes. I thought Bradley Hill is going to pay us back in spades. Electric pace, skill, and the delivery into that forward line. Like, what forward would not want Hill kicking to him?
Yeah, correct. Yep, go on.
Also, King wasn't dominant, which was a good thing in my opinion. Like, because there's all this hype on him, but they've still won well without him really doing that much. But he's, you know, he showed a bit and we've got to be patient with him. And Tim, I don't think I'm going too early.
Well, be careful, Kathy, be careful, be careful.
I think we'll win it.
That's it. Oh, Kathy, that's enough.
Right on, Kathy.
Kathy, that's enough.
Go and get yourself a cup of coffee. We love it. You're going off early, but I'll tell you what. Boy, Jingo, that's they're going to win it. That's our first they're going to win it for the year, apart from Donna, who said that most wins. Just a general pre-season observation. Hasn't James Sisley changed up his look a fair bit? That's Nick from Berwick. Jyath was in James Sisley's jumper.
Yes. That definitely wasn't James
No. Has James Sisley changed jumpers or not? Or was that just for the night? Someone will tell us. He had the number six in, Jonathan.
He looked all right,
he's a talented kid.
Yeah.
He's a really talented kid. In fact, I'm pretty sure he was at the driving range yesterday when I was hitting some golf balls.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, and at Studley Park.
Really? And maybe that's the way that he prepares for a game. Yeah. Just gets him nice and relaxed. I want to know anybody out there that went and saw Collingwood and Carlton.
Yes.
I want to know how Eddie Betts went.
Okay, Tim wants to know about a 33-year-old. I want to know about Sam Doherty and how he went. If you're at the Carlton and Collingwood game, please. And also,
I'm riding Eddie Betts, that's why.
I know you are. Tom Williamson. I think it's Tom Williamson.
Yes.
The basketball prospect. Yeah. Remember there was a bit of a...
Well, Tom Williamson's been injured for a couple of years at Carlton.
A push. No.
Talking about Wilson.
Hang on.
You're getting your Wilsons and your Williamsons
Which
mixed up.
Which one is Collingwood? No, I'm right. Tom Williamson, the Collingwood talented kid. The basketball prospect that everyone was trying to get a hold of last year. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, he played. Someone can tell us how he went.
Well, this is Dale Amos. You want to know how Sam Doherty went. This is one of the Carlton assistant coaches, Dale Amos, talking about his performance.
Dale Amos will
Good to see the smile on his face and see him back playing again. And you know, you could see by that he feels really confident in his body. You know, and that's, I guess, the pre-season's been a lot about that, building him up and have great confidence in his body to be able to go out and play. And he enjoyed it, I think.
Yeah, look, he's a smart player. I think he'll build into the season. And having, you know, missed 2 years, I think it's, you know, a significant amount of time. So, you know, expectation-wise, you know, we're just allowing him to build his way in.
It's nice to hear. Adrian from Epping was at that game. G'day, Adrian.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Now, Tim wants to know about Eddie Betts. Was he as lightning and breathtaking as all the reports would have us believe?
Look, Eddie Betts was good. He was just his standard old self on old site. But Sam Doherty, was good to see him out in the navy blue again. But I think what the Carlton supporters would love to see and did love seeing yesterday was young Tom Williamson getting out there just absolutely tearing it up. With the confidence in his body and his ball use, it's really, really exciting to see. Really pumped to see what he can do this year.
You know, he's had a difficult couple of years, Tom Williamson. I know the Carlton people are really keen to see him now this season after having what has been a really good pre-season for him. Now the kid you're talking about is Tom Wilson, Gary.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, he's the former Australian Boomers basketballer signed by the Pies.
Very sorry about that. It's my fault.
That's okay. Daniel's in Frankston. Good morning, Daniel.
G'day, boys. Just finished popping a few sheets on St Kilda to win the flag after the callers. But watched my Hawks last night, and I'm pretty happy, to be honest, to see O'Meara, Mitchell, Patton, Scully get through, not injured, all looking like they're running around enjoying it. I know there was a lot of blokes that we were given lifelines to last night, Minchington and a couple of other rookie-listed potential players. So I think once Hawthorn's got their full squad in, provided they stay injury-free, I think they'll be, I don't know, I'm pretty optimistic about this year.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Do you think they can play
up.
Patton, Lewis and O'Brien all in the one forward line?
I reckon Patton is probably a better deep forward, and I think I would look at Mitchell Lewis maybe as a higher half forward, centre half forward maybe.
Yeah. They competed in the air a lot last night, didn't they, Gary?
No, they did, and O'Brien just jumps at it. Mm. And I think once he gets his confidence, you'll see Patton crashing some packs. My concern is then what sort of pressure you can get inside your forward half of the ground with those three big fellas all playing on the ground, but we'll wait and see. Ben McAvoy was set to play at centre half back. Got a corky. That was better news for the Hawks. Looked like it may have been a hamstring at one stage. We got a corky and went off in the first probably 3 or 4 minutes, wasn't it?
Hey, Dan, we're going to give you a $100 Beer Republic voucher. There you go. Thanks for calling in this morning. A lot of hype about the Saints.
Yep.
A lot of hype about the Saints after that performance last night.
Opposition supporters are texting through at a rapid rate saying, I didn't realise the premiership was here. Hey, this is what happens in pre-season. You've got to have some optimism. You've got to be prepared to put it out there. Richmond, their intra-club practice match, Wispy, after the break. We'll talk about that because...
You spotted somebody, haven't you?
Well, I have since the finals last year. But I want to hear from people who were at Punt Road. If you got down to have a look at it, we had a spy for us go down and have a look. So 1-300-736-736 after the break. Richmond supporters, do a St Kilda for us and tell us you're going to win the flag again. It gets worse, Wisp. Boys, the bar at Moorabbin was much like their premiership cabinet. It only had one cup. They ran out of beer, they ran out of bread, and now they've been told they ran out of sauce.
Oh,
at Moorabbin last night with football returning to the great ground down there. So we need to speak to Simon Lethlean, the man that runs it. But right now we're talking to royalty. I told you I went to that Fox promo in Sydney.
Yeah. And I asked you...
All of the talent had to stand for a photo. Mm. Right? Mel Meninga's stand. I'm standing next to the great Mel Meninga, icon. He's happy to stand there for an hour and a half while they get the lighting right. There's Benji Marshall. Cooper Cronk stood stand up straight and still didn't move for an hour and a half. And then the bloke right at the front, it was like a triangle. Mm. So the guy was just like a stand-in.
Right.
The bloke just stood there. And then when they finally, after an hour and a half, got ready to go...
They called the bloke in.
And in comes Matty Johns and sits right at the... That's how highly regarded he is in Sydney.
He was the crowning glory.
He's the big dog and he joins us on the line. We're very, very lucky to have him. Welcome to you, Matthew.
G'day, Gaz. Hey, Tim. I tell you what, I could feel Eddie just burning holes in the back of my head.
Well,
I knew I'd hit the big time when Eddie McGuire was standing behind me.
Somebody mentioned that, Matty.
He wasn't that happy, I don't think. He automatically went to the front.
Oh, mate, I turned around. He, you know, a typical Eddie, he had the head like the Japanese flag. It was just, he was steaming.
Oh, it was a beautiful long day. No one likes that more than Tim.
Oh, mate, no, he just took it in his stride.
Hey, gee, there's some NRL talent assembled there. It's going to be a big year on Fox with Cooper Cronk involved, and then you got Benji Marshall. You got all of them.
Yeah, there's, mate, a lot going on, Gaz, as you know, mate. You know, yeah, it's like you blokes when you put a 24-hour channel together 7 days a week, you need to boom or fill it. So it'll be good, mate. It's a big season up ahead, and that's funny with the. With the NRL, some of the top teams have probably come back half a step, and a lot of the other sides have improved. So first year for a long time, I'm really, you know, you're not entirely confident what the top four will look like, which is good, you know. So it should be a good season.
And how excited are you about your own boys, Cooper and also Jack? Cooper with the Melbourne Storm and Jack up there in Sydney with the South Sydney Rabbitohs?
Oh. Tim is going through it all again. Yeah, going through it all again. Mm. Just, you know, look, you know, it is exciting, but, you know, when you've been a player, the discipline is to, you know, to remain a father and not try to be a coach. You know, and that's the thing, you know, is that, you know, if they ask me for any advice and stuff like that, I'll give it. But, you know, we sort of try to keep a lot of the football talk out of the house, but, mate, it is. It's exciting for the family. There's no doubt about it. You know, and it's, you know, the boys got a trial game this weekend. It's just like my wife said, you know, when she was playing, that football took over her life. She got dragged into it. Now here she goes again, back to it again. So, no, it was good, though. And they're enjoying it. It's good, you know, sports, you know, at their sort of age where, you know, things can sort of, you know, you're young and you're sort of carefree and a little frivolous, keeps them on the straight and narrow, so it's good.
If they wanted advice, they wouldn't be going to you anyway. They'd be going to their uncle, wouldn't they?
That's a fair call. Yeah, thank you for stating the obvious. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a fair call. There's no doubt about it. Someone said, oh, you know, the younger bloke plays a bit like his dad, and I said, geez, that's unfortunate.
Has he spoken to the boys about it on a serious note? I mean, he'd be silly, not
them. Yeah, he probably speaks to them more about the football than I dare say than I probably would. And he and the younger bloke, the older fella Jack, he's a bit quieter, and I know it's going to sound silly, but he's a bit more like me. The younger bloke's a little footloose and fancy free, and he and Joey have struck up quite a connection, which is a real concern.
We've been with Matty Johns. Your workload with Fox Sports is going to go even to another level. You're covering the Olympics this year as well, so you got your show, the Matty Johns Show. Now that on Sunday night,
yes.
Still.
Yeah, we're doing Sundays. Thursday's got the podcast and a Wednesday's, and they send me over to the Olympics, which I'm looking forward to. The only drama is, Gaz, I don't own a computer. I've never sent an email in my life. I don't even know how to turn a computer on. So I'll have to get someone down the line I can dictate to or something. I don't know.
I've seen you in international waters. You're a very good international operator, given you dominated the Munich footy show we did together.
Gaz, that was an excellent trip. But what happens in Munich stays in Munich, as we know.
And a lot of my sons love your show. They think Hindy and Fletch. Tell us about these two characters. Maybe our AFL-centric audience might not be particularly familiar with them, but two of the greats of the game that have transitioned beautifully.
They have. Like, you know, firstly with Hindy. Hindy was, you know, we have an award here, the Summons Provence People's Choice Player of the Year. Mate, Hindy won that about eight occasions, and he's, you know, mate, he's a real character, Hindy. He's a little bit more subdued. If there's a heel on the show that everyone likes to take the piss out of a little bit, it's probably Hindy, unfairly, but, mate, he's a great sport. While Fletch is, I reckon, you know, Fletcher's one of the funniest blokes on the planet. And that's just that's not just Fletcher on camera. That's Fletcher 24 hours a day. So, mate, they've struck up a bit of a combination there. It goes really good. We've got Gordon Tallis as well on the Thursday show. And this year, the big Englishman, Sammy Burgess, is going to join us on the Sunday show as well. So, yeah, Gaz, there's plenty going on. At the start of the year, we're sort of, you know, it's a long season. At the moment, we're sitting at the bottom of the mountain. But it's fun, you know, it's good. As you know, it's better than going down a coal mine, mate.
That is exactly right. And you get the sense of that when you're watching as well. So, you had the NRL 9s recently too. So, again, you know, we're in Melbourne, so we don't really care too much about it. But Nick Davis's name bobbed up and said that he was going to play for the Roosters, we all thought, hello, how long is he going to last in that? How did he go?
Nick was smart. He sort of stuck to his wing. And I think once he jumped in dummy half and sort of fed the ball long. Mate, I mean, he looks fit. There's no doubt about it. But good on him for having it.
Yeah.
Good on him for having a go. There's no doubt about it. But, mate, he kept out of harm's way. I mean, he didn't look out of place because he didn't do anything.
Did he kick the ball? Because that was going to be the idea, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I don't think he got a chance. I don't think the boys were confident enough to throw in the football. But no, he did. No, but he did, mate. He did well. He did, you know, as I said before, mate, he would have been, how old would he be, Gaz? Be 38?
Yeah, he'd be getting up
every bit
40,
of that.
I reckon maybe 40.
Yeah. Well, good on him for getting out there and having a dig because, mate, it's, you know, regardless if it's nines or whatever, mate, the players, when they cross the line out there, they've only got one gear. So, mate, he was taking a pretty big risk. So he showed a lot of guts. But, mate, rightfully so, he sort of didn't mix it in the middle too much. But actually, having said that, spark my memory, he pulled off a terrific tackle on, of all people, I think it was Jason Taumalolo.
Jeez.
North Queensland. Yeah, he pulled a test, he did well.
And Matty, there's speculation around this morning that Craig Bellamy may be entertaining the idea of being part of this expansion team up in Brisbane. What can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, look, Peter Volandis, who he runs racing in New South Wales, so he's had a huge effect there. He's taken over the rugby league. And he's basically come out and said, look, there's not going to be a Perth team. There's always been, seemed like a desire to have a team in Perth. He said there won't be a Perth team. We're aiming for another Brisbane team, which will come in a few years' time, the Brisbane Bombers. And the consortium called Brisbane Bombers, who are trying to become that Brisbane team, they've come out and said, we want Bellamy to be our coach. Now, you know, it'll take a lot to get Craig Bellamy out of Melbourne. Mm. But, you know, it might be that point that he's done everything in Melbourne and thinks, you know, it can be my final hurrah and get it done. But to be fair, boys, I think if you asked half the league, half the teams in the NRL, half of them would say, we've got the desire one day to get Craig Bellamy as a coach. Yeah. So even if he does decide to move out of Melbourne, he's going to have some competition. But, mate, to be fair, I think he'll finish his coaching career at the Melbourne Storm. You know, he's just, what he's done there has just been absolutely unbelievable. They've been the best team of the last, been the team of the decade. Really, they've been the team of the last 20 years. And, you know, John Rebo, who set the club up, and Chris Johns and those guys, done a great job. But you put most of that down to Craig Bellamy and what he's put in place.
Yeah, we're huge fans as well. We'd hate to lose him. He's a strong presence in this sports market, as are you, because we're going to see you on our Foxtel.
Oh, yeah.
Your team, every round live and ad break free on Fox League. We can square off because we can't pay you, so that's what we're going to read to get you on.
Yeah, no, that's as good as gold, boys. It was just a dream come true to be at the front of that arrow and have Eddie just to my right, just behind me, trying to get in shot.
Enjoy the season, Matthew. Hope we can speak again.
Good on you, guys. See you, Tim.
On,
see you, boys.
Matty John's joining us here. Whispers, a funny man. So get on your Foxtel. You can see every game. Live and free.
Have you got to the bottom yet?
Live and ad break free.
Of course. Have you got to the bottom yet of why they ran out of beer at Rabin last night?
No. Let's put a call into Simon Lethlin and find out exactly what's happening. We'll speak to him next.